Well, good morning. It is December the 8th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled this, The Wonder in the Watching. The scripture today comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Hear these words. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Consider this. In his book, The Fiddler in the Subway, Gene Weingarten tells the story of Joshua Bell. Now, if you don't know, Joshua is a world-famous violinist who donned a baseball cap, grabbed his $3.5 million violin, true story, and he stood on a platform in a crowded Washington, D.C. subway station to test a theory. Now, Bell was accustomed to playing for sold-out venues around the world, but on this day, for 43 minutes, he played his violin amid the busy commuters walking by just to see who would notice. Now, it's documented that 1,097 people passed by, and he earned a measly $32 in change and tips. Now, here's the fun part. Out of the nearly 1,100 people who walked by him, one person, a young lady named Stacy, was the only one to recognize the world-renowned violinist. And when she recognized Bell, she stood 10 feet away with the biggest smile plastered on her face. She was astonished at the fact that here was a world-class violinist playing, and people were just casually passing by, tossing quarters at a man who gets paid professionally to sold-out concert halls. Her response, "What kind of a city do I live in that this could happen?" Poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning made the following observation. She said, "Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit around and pluck blackberries." I think about this quote often in relationship to the Christmas story. You know, if the people in our nativity sets are wearing shoes, the truth is, none of them should have been because holy ground was breaking out all around them. In Luke's gospel, sandwiched between Zechariah's angelic encounter and his 9 months of silence, we find the angel Gabriel making another stop on his Advent journey to someone else we're going to spend a little time with over the next few days, and her name is Mary. Now, I'd love to know the context of exactly what Mary was doing when Gabriel arrived on the scene. We don't really know those details. We only know where Mary was. She was in Nazareth, a small town with a population of less than 200 people in its day. I love to say it was so small there wasn't even a Dairy Queen or a stoplight in the city. And it's right here that Gabriel arrived onto the platform of Mary's story. In the days that follow, let's take some time to dig into the wonder found in Mary's angelic encounter. But for today, let's just pause and sit with the 11 words that Gabriel spoke over the soon-to-be mother of Jesus. And here they are. "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." I love this word that Gabriel used with Mary, favored. You know, to be favored means to be both endowed and enriched in God's grace. And what follows favor? After Gabriel spoke of God's favor and grace that was on Mary, he said this, "The Lord is with you." What a statement. What Gabriel was saying really was this, Mary, not only is God's grace with you, but God's grace is also at work around you. This Advent story is a reminder, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that, my friends, is favor. But let's not stop there. John's gospel goes on to say, "For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is the beauty of grace. Perhaps today is a good day to stop and get lost in the wonder of this truth. Let's find a moment to remove our shoes and remember that the places we are standing are holy indeed. And why can I say that? Because the Lord is near. Let's look up from our calendars. Let's look up from our schedules in the rush of this season to see and to hear the music of favor and grace that the God of the universe is playing over us all right now. My friends, no matter the circumstances, the words to Mary meet us within the context of Jesus today. "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And what I know? That's good news for us all. Let's pray. God of wonder, we pause today to remember that not only is your favor on us because of the love found in Jesus, but your presence is also with us. So today we thank you for favor and we thank you for presence, and it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Some questions to ponder today. The first one would be this: what does favor mean to you? And how does this story change your definition? The other question would be this one: how can you lift up your eyes today and see the greater story that God is playing in and around you? Perhaps the best thing to do, find a moment, take your shoes off, and remember the place you're standing truly is holy ground, for the Lord is near. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.